The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Automatic got his passport. I sent him a photo and he just asked me what?
I got my passport?
You never check my text. You never read my text messages. Hey, it's Tuesday. Good morning. We're the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
You usually just ask me to do some kind of work, Dana. He's automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
No, it's ridiculous. You're my husband and I love you. You're my best friend, all that. But you're just like any other husband. You just ignore your wife.
Ooh, when did you send this?
Five days ago.
I've had my passport for 5 days and I didn't even know that I'm international auto again.
Because you don't check my text messages. Every time you call me,
Dana,
I pick up every time you text me.
If you text me, if I text you 30 times a day, you probably wouldn't check every single one of them either.
When do I text you 30 times a day?
How many times does she text the group's
Don't bring me in. I was trying to stay out here.
How many times a day does she text
you? You know, it's frequent, to say the least.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it's necessary. Oftentimes, you know, you're like, hey, man, probably
was that
done
necessary?
That.
Do you know how many times I have to stop her from texting you? And I'm like, Dana, it's midnight on a Sunday night. Anthony's probably asleep. Yeah. You don't have to text him right now.
Anyway, yes, you back to international auto status. Where are we going? Let's think about it. My first pick is the place where husbands listen.
Oh,
does that exist?
Oh, man.
I think they listen in Mexico City, so we should go there.
I like that idea, DJ Automatic. All right, Anthony A., National Day.
We will kick this one off with National Sticky Bun Day. Yeah, dude.
Like the ones you eat or the ones that are on top of women's heads?
Hello. How about all of them, bro?
You know what? I know this is kind of gross, or maybe not. I don't know. I love the sticky buns in the vending machines.
Yes, dude.
And they're kind of hot from being in that, you know, space or whatever. They're so good.
I know we're doing sticky buns, but shout out the great honey bun. I love honey buns.
Honey buns.
There's
too.
A difference between honey buns and sticky buns?
I think they're kind of the same thing.
It's same thing, but honey bun's the brand, the name.
Oh,
they got
okay,
the logo,
okay,
you know what I'm saying? There's a generic thing,
right,
you know?
All right.
And we also have, it is National Pancake Day, y'all.
Love me a good pancake. Throw a little blueberries in there. Maybe some chocolate, strawberries.
Just blueberries.
Whipped cream.
Blueberries, no syrup. Just dip it in the blueberry sauce.
I'm a big fan of
IHOP.
Pancakes and cinnamon flavoring.
That's good, too. Ooh. Yeah, throw a little cinnamon in the batter.
I like my chocolate.
All right, and it is National Pancake Day because today is Fat Tuesday.
Hey! Are you saying that pancakes make you fat?
Done. Well done over there. No, Dana Cortez, I'm saying that on Pancake Day, we celebrate Fat Tuesday because we are heading into Lent.
So tomorrow's a big Catholic, it's a holiday. What is it, a Catholic? I don't really know what it's called, but Catholics give up all the bad things for a limited amount of time. And then they go back to doing the bad things and confessing all their sins like normal, okay? So Lent begins tomorrow. Enjoy the pancakes. Enjoy all the debauchery tonight, the beads and parties.
Are we going to go get ashes? That would make my mom so happy.
I mean, yeah, they got drive-through ashes now. Let's do it.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
All right, we got Damon Wayans Jr. in the house. You know, he's live this weekend at Tempe Improv, but we always do a little icebreaker before we have any live interview. So, Anthony, take it.
3, 2, 1.
Woo!
Yeah.
All right.
Look
at who we have in the building. Damon Wayans Jr. How you doing, sir? You love getting up this early, don't you?
I love it, man. I love it. Feels good.
It's why you became an actor.
Yeah.
So you can wake up early.
Yeah.
Before we turn the cameras on, everything's like, damn, it's just so early.
I'm not a morning person, dude. Like, it takes me a solid 8 to 9 hours to.
Yeah, but, you know, Black History Month.
Gotta get up early.
Yeah.
Go for the people.
In the name of Black History Month.
Got my white friends cleaning my house, tilling the fields.
That's funny, but that's real.
They're not tilling my field.
Well, they're not tilling your field, but I bet you they're cleaning your house.
He lives in L.A. There's not that much land.
You in L.A., they're Hispanic. Who's cleaning your house?
Yeah.
Latinos?
No. I got white folks.
I love that.
I got white driver.
That's great, dude. That's great.
Turn it around on
him. Last couple days,
he has a win.
Yeah.
It's like pretty much royalty.
So, interesting, your parents, I've seen this thing going around lately, which I don't understand. What is this Nepo business? Born into the industry and it's supposed to be easier. My thoughts are that it's harder for you because you got to live up to all these standards.
It's both. It's easy to get yourself into certain doors, right? Mm-hmm. Then, like you said, you do get criticized more because they got their hands folded. Like, what's this young person got? you know, that his parents had, you know.
You're so not better
judge,
than them.
Yeah, they judge you a little more, but you also get more opportunities, I think. In the beginning, stand-up was, well, there was some pressure. You know,
that's why.
So I actually went on stage with a different name. I had like a, this
really?
Name.
Oh, yeah, really?
Kyle Green was my.
I never heard of Kyle Green.
that was my middle name and my grandma's maiden name.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
And I had to give that up pretty soon because like halfway through my set, somebody would always be like, you look just like your damn kid. In the middle of my set, I was like, all right.
Yeah, you're not fooling anybody. Yeah.
You Wayans. Shut up. Guys, this is a live show. Finish my joke.
So what is it that drives you?
That drives me? Money. And
I love an honest person.
No, you know, stand-up wise, I like the honesty, right? You get to just say what's funny to you.
Mm-hmm.
You get instant gratification or instant judgment no matter what.
How you feel about cancel culture? Are you scared to say something wrong? Honestly, does every once in a while you think of something, you're like, I don't know if I can go there.
If a phone is out, I'll get like a little nervous.
Oh, you know,
I'm just like, all right, what are you gonna, you know?
Because they can take that little tiny clip,
You know, and then just, you know, make a headline out of it. Like, I'm not political. I'm not, you know, I don't want to do anything that's gonna make people like hate me.
How do you feel about people that are political that do that? Do you think it's a good thing or a bad thing?
If that's their passion, like if they truly care about that, then go ahead and do it. I think it's charades. Politics is charades. I think it's two wings of the same bird. I think that they're just playing us against each other. We don't think about the fact that we live in an oligarchy. We live like we're just like all these poor people and they're just like, let them eat cake.
It's pretty much Hunger Games already.
It is Hunger Games, and we just, you know, they have us distracted, and you know, I didn't want to bring it down. But
I love that you're saying that because whether you're on one side or the other, it's the same thing, and we're all fighting each other while they're eating all the cake.
Exactly, man.
Yeah, we get.
I don't
nothing.
Even like cake.
All right, so
that's not true. I do like.
Cake. I love
do
cake.
Too. I like a lot of cake. What's your favorite cake? No, I'm just kidding.
Is cheese cake or pie?
Is cheesecake or pie?
Cake or pie?
We already know the answer.
That's probably the hardest
trickery.
Is it? I would say pie.
Me and Dana hardly agree because it has a crust. Come to find out, Dana, go ahead
and tell.
It's
a tart.
Tart?
It's a tart.
Why is it a tart?
Because
the casing?
It's exactly like politics, bro. It's the same wing. It's the same bird.
Cheesecake is politics.
Cheesecake is politics.
We're fighting around here now. I'm just kidding. Let's talk about the show, man. Let's give some tickets away. I remember last time we were here, we really just did like a Zoom interview, and it just kept breaking up.
It was fun, and I was like in my closet.
Yeah.
I was sitting on the floor. There were like panties next to me. I was like, what?
Who's panties? Now we get into the real conversation. Why are you sitting next to panties?
It's my lady's panties.
Yeah.
Well. She wears them sometimes.
When he let us on.
Yeah. When she's allowed.
Yeah.
Here we go, dog. Not divisive.
Now it gets real. Yeah. He said it took him a little time to warm him up in the morning. Now it gets real.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Bad Bunny and Kendall Jenner, are they dating? Yes or no? I've got the scoop right now. This and more. Best Gossip Daily Dirt brought to you by Mr. Clean Magic Eraser. But first, famous people's birthdays, DJ Automatic.
We got Jordan Peele celebrating today, Giveon, Corbin Blue, and Elliot Page.
All right, so let's start off talking about Drake and 21 Savage settling their lawsuit with Condé Nast. That's the publishing house that owns Vogue. Remember, they did all the fake photos. They were on the cover. They're promoting her loss, their latest project. So Condé Nast was seeking $4 million. I don't know how much Drake and 21 paid. It's not disclosed at this time, but I think they ended up saving money because if you go, you take those two on tour, Drake says he travels heavy. It probably costs millions.
What I promise you is we're not going to see Drake at the Met Gala. That's what we're not going to see.
For sure. All right, so I have to pivot here and talk about Bruce Willis starring, you know, in the movie Die Hard. So many great movies. Unfortunately, he's been diagnosed with frontal temporal dementia, which begins with cognitive disabilities. We talked about that last month. He was having some issues. This leads to complete dependency and 24-hour care, and unfortunately death within 6 to 8 years. His wife and family have already released statements. They're just thanking the public for our support, and we wish them well during this difficult time. And then finally, Bad Bunny and Kendall Jenner were spotted out at a club kissing. Now, I didn't have any photos, so I was like, I don't know. Well, now the two on a double date with Justin and Hailey Bieber, leaving the restaurant, you know, at the same time, through the same back door. Mm. Obviously, Kendall Jenner likes Latinos. She definitely got a type.
She definitely got a type. And let me tell you something. The devil works hard. Kris Jenner works harder. That woman will make sure her kids make headlines.
Bad Bunny said this year he was going to be living his best life. I guess he wasn't lying. Yeah. All right, that's your Daily Dirt. We'll be back with more of the show coming up.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
In case you didn't know, tomorrow's Ash Wednesday, and Chick-fil-A has something for the people. Okay, food news right now for hottest hashtags on your Tuesday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A., a.k.a. Mr. To-Go Plate.
All right, so last week, President Biden addressed all the things in the sky that our military have been shooting down. So hold on, because there's something that he's not mentioning. Let's hear from the president, and I'm going to tell you what it is.
We don't yet know exactly what these three objects were. Nothing right now suggests they were related to China's spy balloon program or that they were surveillance vehicles from any other country. The intelligence community's current assessment is that these three objects were most likely balloons tied to private companies, recreation or research institutions studying weather or conducting other scientific research.
What President Biden failed to tell us all is that there are people who have their own personal balloons that they fly around, and the U.S. government is just shooting down their property, and the balloon community is upset.
I imagine these guys are the same guys that you see walking on the beach that are with the looking for coins with the metal detector.
It is exactly like that, or playing like they're medieval people at the park. Have you seen those guys? It's the same community.
I like to assume that Joey B. and the rest of the government are like the rest of us, just fed up with gender reveals. So it's like, you know what? Next gen reveal will pop and is popping everything. Pop, 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 pop.
All right, now let's move on to food news. Chick-fil-A has unveiled a meatless faux chicken sandwich made out of cauliflower. It's marinated and breaded in their original signature seasoning, pressure cooked and paired with two dill pickles, served between toasted buns, just like the one we all love. $6.59.
I'm here. $7 with tax for cauliflower?
Come on, guys. I'm here for it.
For deep fried cauliflower?
Cauliflower is really doing some things, bro. They've really been, you know, changing the game since
cauliflower has come up.
Since the wings, and now they're doing the chicken sandwiches. I'm here for cauliflower. Way better than broccoli.
I will say I do like the buffalo style cauliflower.
That's what this is, to a certain extent, and served to you by nice people.
For $7, though.
I'm going to think on this one. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
All right, we're going to start this one with National Sticky Bun Day. Mm. All right, now, sticky bun, this is a German-American treat believed to be invented in Pennsylvania, sometime in the 1700s.
Was it pre the vending machine or a post vending machine?
I like the vending machine sticky buns.
These ones are definitely sticky buns are pre vending machines, yeah. But the honey buns, my friend. And we also have it is Fat Tuesday. It's Mardi Gras day, y'all.
Hey, throw some beans.
Automatic, settle down, man.
I didn't say is there anything else besides throw some beads.
We know what you mean.
What a fun tradition of throwing beads. I love it.
I'm sure you do, Anthony.
Let's wrap it up on National Pancake Day.
Mm-mm. Hey, I remember my Nana made the best pancakes. She would do homemade batter, and she made little ones, and they were so fat, they would just fluff up. I would watch them. They go, foof. They would just rise. You know what I mean? They just tasted
man,
so
my
good.
Mom got down when it came to pancakes because, like, you know, there's a lot of boys in the house. So she threw some flapjacks and fed us all. But the most memorable pancakes I've ever had, my best friend Adrian, is the first time me and him got to stay at my house during the summer with no parentals around.
Oh, Anthony,
and
I
we
can't
tried
even
making
imagine.
Pancakes.
No.
Dog, why don't you try these pancakes?
Burn the house down?
No, it looked like scrambled eggs, bro.
No. That's
yeah, it was gross.
Kind of like my mom's pancakes.
Oh, no.
My mom did Bisquick and then she burnt them.
Poor Mama Maddie. Poor Mama Maddie. All right, let's talk about Black History Month. And to be honest, we can't have a discussion about Black History Month without acknowledging the contributions of Afro-Latinos, who, by the way, have been present on this continent before English settlers arrived.
Yes, sir.
25% of Latinos in the United States identify as Afro-Latino and have faced discrimination not only for being Black, but because of their language and their accent. So I invite you to please do a little research. You know, because of the CASTA, that took away human rights from Native Americans and those of African descent. We need to study this and acknowledge Afro-Latinos as well during Black History Month.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.